have trouble with the sound because there's ambient noise here, just give a holler. Okay, so Hanir Tzanikna Beritzia, that's straight. Dechtiv Ratzah Adonav Ezaz Noba Mertzea. Vekones Atzma Yovel Misa Sa'azon Dechtiv V'Avado Le'olam. Right? So V'lo Asaben V'lo Asabas. Right, so I think we spoke a lot in the beginning of this sugya about how the whole idea of nirtza is ahavti es aduni. So that sort of stands to reason. Va'avadol li'olam, li'olam moshal yovel. So Tana Rabbanan, Martzei en li'le Martzei, I mean, I'm the rabbos, hasul, hasira, hamachat, hamikadeach, v'hamichtav. These are all different kinds of implements. Talmud Omar, v'lakachta, the rabbos, kol davar shenikach, v'yadavi, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So again, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda got a lot of, a lot of extra implements into the process of Ritzia. So Rabbi Omer, Ma Martzea Miuchad Shal Matachas, Af Kol Shal Matachas. Okay, which is a little bit more of a classic limud, Rabbi's limud, like we have that in the context of the Isser Dereis of Lo Sivna Eshen Gazis by the Avanim of the Mizbeach. So we say it's not just a gazis is a cherev, but it's any kli barzel. So basically, that's the shita of Rebbe, very classical view. So Rebbe Omer ma marteya miuchad shal mataches av kol shal mataches. Dvar acher hamarteya lahavi hamarteya hagadol. A definite article that we're using this large, what you might call an all. So Emer lezer yudan beribi, he's a gadol hador, hayadorish kshen rotzin in rotzin ella bimilsa. So what is the milsa? So Rashi explains a little bit of an anatomical feature. Al yashal ozen, basar in the flesh, velo b'tenuch. Right? We have tenuch in the context of the mitzora. Al tenuch az no hayimanis in the cartilage, the inside. So that's not where you do it. You actually do it in the fleshy part of the ear. Okay. We'll get back to that in a second. V'chacham mamrin, ain't it every kohen nirtza mipnei shenaseh b'almum. The chachamim say, if he happens to be a kohen, we don't want to passel him from the avoda going forward. We want him to be able to return to his original life station. So we somar vim tomar b'milsa heim rotzim. If you'll say that they only do it in the basar, in the fleshy area, as opposed to the cartilage, hey achavet every kohen yaseh b'almum. Hayin nirtza lo begova shalosen. That wouldn't make him a b'almum anyway. Okay, so my kabbalistic Rabbi Darish Klali Uprati, Lakachta Klal Marzeya Prat, Beazno Vadelas Chazer Klal Klal Uprato Kladiel Tadana Lakeena Prat Ma Prat Mefurah Shal Matechas Marzeya is a metal object Afkol Shal Matechas. Straightforward Klal Uprato Klal Iatadana Lakeena Prat. Rabbi Yosi Darish Riboy Umi Utem Vlakachta is Riba. That should include everything. Marteya is a miyot. Be'azna v'delas chazer v'riba. Riba umiyet v'riba. Riba hakol. That's how he came up with all of these other implements. Some of them are wood. Some of them are metal. Some of them are bigger. Some of them are smaller. All right. So my Rabbi kol minle, he included everything. My miyet sam. The only thing that was excluded was something completely different. So using a sam, let's say you take acid. Let's say you take hydrochloric acid and you pour it on the guy's ear. So that would obviously be, very unpleasant thing to do to a person. A very cruel thing to do to a person. That would not reflect v'ahav to l'reicha kamocha, but it actually would put a hole in his ear. So when we talk about v'lakachta, that's not a davar hanikne biyad. You need a beaker for that. Okay. So Amar Hamartzeya, that was a definite article. The Havi Martzeya Gadol. My Mashal the Barava, when he talks about Hayerech Asher Al Kaf Hayerech, it's this week's parsha. Hamiyumenes Shabiyerech. Right, Asher Al Kaf Hayerech. We say the Gid Anoshe is Noeg. The Isser is Noeg. Beyerech Yamin. So Hachanami Hamartzeya Miyuchad She BeMartzein. Okay, it's only the Martzeya Hagadol, the oil that would have been used by a craftsman. So Amar Blazar, comma, Yudan Biribi Hayadorish. Shin Rotin and Rotin El Bimilsa. Chamimorin and everybody recoin near to Nation Asabalmum. Viyasabalmum, so let him become a Balmum. And it's his choice. Ahafti Asadoni, as Ishti Vesbanai, Loetse Chavshi. So Amar Abba Rav Shela Merkra, Vishav El Mishbachto, Lemuchsak Shibim Mishbachto. So this is obviously a very deep point. And the point of a person becoming an Eved is not for them to stay an Eved. We talked about this extensively with the din of Ha'anaka. We're trying to rehabilitate these people. So it would be completely counter-indicated to render a Kohen, a Baal Mum, in Pasol Le'avoda. Be unacceptable. So Yibailu, Eved Ivri Kohen, Ma'u Sheyimsor Lo'rabo Shivcha K'nainis. I mean, there's no fundamental reason, truthfully, that a Kohen should be different. Chidishu, Loshna Kohanim, Loshna Yisrael. Odilma, Shiny Kohanim, Ho'el V'riba, and Akasiv, Mitzvos Yiseros. So the Gemara has this, like, knowing suspicion that, you know, we know that a Kohen has many additional mitzvos in terms of the Mikdash. We know he has additional chumros in terms of Avelos and Tomas Meis. We know that one of the primary areas where he has additional restrictions is in Hilchos Ishos. Isha Zona V'chalala Lo Yikacho, Isha Gerusha Meisha Lo Yikacho. So, as bizarre as it is to allow us to be Mavkia in Isser Daraisa of Lo Siya Kedesha Mi Benos Yisrael, which Targum Unkla says is talking about an Amma, right, a Shivcha K'nainis, and Viloya Kadesh Mi Bnei Yisrael, right, that Bnei Yisrael shouldn't marry non-Jewish women, and we say in Issa Amma. So as strange as that is, to allow a regular Jew to do, maybe it's even a bridge too far for Kohanim. Then there's no fundamental reason, but that's what we think. Okay, so that was the question the Gemara asked. Eved Ivri Kohen, Ma'u Shimsu Lo Rabo Shivcha K'nainis, Chishu Lo Chakno Kam Lo Shani Yisrael, Odilma, Shani Kohanim, Hobo, Viriba, Karasas, Mitzvah, Sisero. So Rav Amar, Mutter. We happen to pass in like Rav. There's no difference here between a Yisrael and a Kohen. Shmuel says it's Aser. So Amalei Rav Nachman, the Rav Anan, Ki Avisu Bei Mar Shmuel, so Rav Nachman took over after Shmuel's passing in Naharta. That's the point that you have to know to sort of appreciate this Gemara. So Rav Nachman said to his contemporaries, he says, when I was learning by Shmuel, so we were sort of chastised with the following expression, which sort of translates to, you guys are not learning well. Be'iskum dari it lilisu. Okay, it's like you guys are playing cards. You're not paying attention. My timer lo samer le meho, v'chachamim omrim, and every kohen nirtzim, nation ase balmum. V'im tomar in rabo moser lo shivcha k'nanis, tepuk li deba'ina hafti es adoni, Es ishti ves banai v'laka. The whole presumption was that an Eved Ivri Kohen can become an Eved Nirtza, but there's going to be a technical problem that we don't want to render him a Baal Mum. But everybody agrees, Chulei Alma Lo Pligi, that one of the requirements to become an Eved Nirtza is you have to have a Shivcha K'nainis. He has to say, Ahavti es Adoni, es ishti ves banai. We're not talking about his Jewish wife, she's coming with him no matter what. We're talking about the Shivcha K'nainis. So that would have been a very direct answer to the question. So Rav Nachman is relating this, that, you know, that would have been a much sharper way to respond. Okay, so by virtue of the fact that the, you know, that doesn't appear to be part of the discussion, you know, one can and probably should make an inference. Okay. Good. So the Gemara then presents another question. Oh, the Gemara first says, Sulo midi. Right? That's like a pircha gemura. Ein lahashiv al zeh rashi. That's a very strong question. All right. So Yibayilu, Kohen Ma'u B'Yafas Tower. So now we're going to talk a lot about the Yafas Tower. Chidishu Loshna Kohen Loshna Yisrael. The whole institution of Yafas Tower, of Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara, it's like a big enough chidish to say by Yisrael, she's not Jewish, she hasn't converted yet, she could be an Eishes Ish, bizarre. So Kohen, a higher standard for a Kohen, Yoru Mishpatech Yaakov, Misereschol Yisrael, there, maybe that's a bridge too far. So similarly, right, Dilma Shani Kohanim Ho'il, V'riba and mitzvah yisera, so Rav Amar Mutter, Shmuel Amar Aser. So Biri Shonachli Amalo Pligi Dishari Lo Dibatarala Kenegad Yetzer Hara, Ki Pligi Bibiyeshnia, Rav Amar Mutter, Ushmuel Amar Aser. So the sugya which is being drawn upon here, it's a huge machlokas, Bavli Yerushalmi. The Bavli assumes, for the most part, that when we talk about the Biri Shona, we're talking about Be'es Melchama. That this person who Yitzro Tokvo is allowed Be'ez Melchama, so you say that shouldn't depend on whether a person is Yisrael or a Kohen, Kevin de Hutra Hutra. But the question is, what about the continuation of the process? Okay. So let's see. So the Gemara says, That should not make a difference if you're a Kohen. Kohen continues the process like anybody else, even though normally Kohen cannot marry a Gioris. This Gioris is different. Gioris is Aser Mitam Zona. Shmuel Amar Aser. Rav Amar Mutzer. Ho Ovi Shtari Ishtari. This is a Chiddush HaTorah. Shmuel Amar Aser. Dehavi La Gioris. V'Gioris La Kohen Lo Chazia. She's Begether Azonas. Ikad Amri B'Yashniya Chliyama Lo Pligi De Asiri. Dehavi La Gioris. It's clearly Aser. Yisha Zona Lo Yikachu. Ki Pligi B'Li Yerishona. Rav Amar Mutzer. Dehalo Dibra Torah La Kenegedi Yitzharah. This is the day that we paskin like. Right, Rav says that one instance is mutter. Shmuel Amar Aser, Kolhecha de Karinan Ba'a, Rav Vesel, Soch Vesacha, Karinan Be'e Ra'isa Bishavya, Kolhecha de Lo Karinan Ba'e, Baha Vesel, Soch Vesacha, Lo Karinan Be'e Ra'isa Bishavya. So Shmuel has a very important conceptual point that we don't allow you to start the process of Eishes Yifas Tohar if you're not in a position to finish it. Right, this is sort of parallel to all the discussions we were having by Amma Ivriya. Can you have an Amma Ivriya scenario start if it's not ra'oi for yiud, right? We had that. Can you make such a tznai? We said, no, you're masal mashkasa b'Torah. What about tekrovim? What about tepsulim? And there were shitos in all of those topics. Satosa's comments here. B'yashniya choyami lo pligi de'aser, right, for the kohen. V'af al-gav de'gav yishiv chado ma'af legvim b'yarishon l'shniya. D'af yishniya sharia. D'ha esusav shmol el. Hasam Anutami Devichidish Shehutar Isr Loya Kadesh Gabi Yisrael Hutanami Gabi Kohen. That was the first set of questions, right? We're talking about a Shevcha Knainis. Aval Hacha by the Yeshua Sivas Torah, the Chisharia Gabi Yisrael, Ein Kan Chidish. There's no specific Isr that we have to release. There's no specific Isr of Loya Kadesh, etc. So Ein Kan Chidish. I mean, I'm not saying that the Institute, Tosos isn't saying that the institution of Yifas Torah isn't quite a chiddush. It's certainly quite a chiddush, but it's not rubbing against a specific Isser Prati, as it was in the case of a Shivcha Kanainis. L'gabe Kohen, Asur Mitam Zona, V'aval Pishim Izgayeres Bal Karcha, Asur Kasev Kigiores Gemura, and that's the subject. V'akasi Ika Yisura, L'gabe Kohen, Lo Matzinu Shehitir. So, Giores Bal Karcha, the Havamin is maybe she's different, she's a fundamentally different category of a Giores. It's interesting is that the Ramban, and the Rambam disputed this point. We'll come to another Machlokas, Rambam, Ramban. Second, the Rambam thought you can't convert anybody against their will. She either accepts it or she doesn't. If she doesn't, you have to let her go free. The Ramban thought it was Giura Bal Karcha. Tosa seems to be nota in the direction of the Ramban here. Okay. Back in the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan Vira Isa Bashivya Bisha Shivya. So it can't be afterwards. It has to be in the heat of the moment. Eishes, afilu eishes ish. That's quite a chiddush. Yifas Torah, ladibra Torah, lakineged yetzer hara, which strengthens the hand of those who want to say that we're talking about is a bia rishona be'ez mochama. Mutav sheyochlu Yisrael basar temutos shkutos v'al yochlu basar temutos nevelos. In other words, very similar to logic of mutav sheyu shogigin v'al yu mizidin, that if the guy is going to do it anyway, the Torah wanted to create a permission structure. Better that he should eat a shchuta than a nevela, even though it's bordering on a case of treifa. V'chashakta, aval pi she'ena noah. She doesn't have to objectively be so appealing to the eyes of the beholder. Ba, v'lo ba v'chaverta. Okay, you can't take more than one. Lakachta likuchin yesh lecha ba. Okay, that this is supposed to be able to translate into likuchin. Rashi says, kidushin tovsin. Rashi is with Tosus and the Ramban against the Rambam on this point. Tosus corrects the Gears and he says, you can only do it for yourself. Anything which is in the heat of the moment, you can't say, oh, it's in the heat of the moment for my father. It's in the heat of the moment. And that doesn't make any sense. It's like Kanai and Poginbo. Right, once the person has to ask the question, so wait a second. What about the Bia Rishona? So that's going to open up a whole discussion between Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, the Rambam, and the Ramban. All the Gedolei Olam commented on this line. Rashi says, yeah, right. lavo aleha. Happens to be that Yerushalmi says that beferish, and the Ramban likes that Yerushalmi. The Rambam and the Baal Yeh Tosfos are going to reject it out of hand. Let's take a look at Tosfos. So Tosfos says, Shelo yuchad sene b'melchama. Tosfos skinny and chav bezim. Al pirish v'kuntres lavola, amash v'mitoch perisho, d'melchama asu lavola, kol ikar, v'afilu b'yarishana, eno mutra v'achar kol ha-maisim, right? V'kilchas rosha, v'asasa atzi parneha, v'esira simla shivyami ala, uvachsa, all the things. The whole thing was a crime of passion, so to speak. If she really undergoes a conversion process, why would the Gemara have described her as basar tmutos, as basically a trefa, an animal that was going to die? Tamar Bas Yifas Torah Haisa. That's how she could have theoretically married Amnon, is because even though they were both biological children of David, they were not halachic children of David, because Tamar was from the Bia Rishona Be'ez Mochal. If Rashi is correct, hey, chaysim butaras la'amnon, v'areya chosim yaviv haisa. It's an iser kares. Sharei aim tamar la'achar kol amaisim, chashuba giores v'likuchin yeshuba. Debish lamin nifarish tifas torah mitaras miyad. If we would say that there's a heter for biarishan abeis mochama miyad shapir, ma'ad dekamer tamar ki lo yim na'ini mimek. Alafish chaysim butaras lo dikal amay marshin is abra ima. She wasn't Jewish yet. And then with her mother, she converted along with her mother, as it were. And she's not halachically related to Amnon, even though, of course, they share half of the same genetic material from David. Then they should be brother and sister. Okay, that happens to be the shita of Rambam as well. What does that mean? So means in terms of the Seyar Harosh, in terms of the Tzipor Naim, the whole process. That should be done now. V'yesh miyashrim perish akuntris, which is also, as I said, the Ramban. V'lo kashamidi mashik sheichnis pais yitro, dikale meymar, batal himenu yitzer hara, kevan sheishol pas besalo. The same reason that there's a heter yichud between a man and his wife when she's a nida, because pas besalo, you figure the clock is... time is on your side. Okay, that's not the best raya, because the truth is, if a husband and wife haven't been together yet, let's say it's a chuppas nida, there is no heter yichud, but all right, you can always quibble. Because this isn't a typical case of giyur. Ve'ena giyur is gemura. Interesting. We give a chabur on this topic. You sort of delve into now three shitos. The Rambam says she has to accept it, otherwise she can't be a gioris. You have to let her go free. The Ramban says it's gior bal korcha, and Tosfos says since it's gior bal korcha, she's not really a full gioris. Three shitos in the Rishon. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So ma hikshem b'tamar lo kash nikol meimer tamar lo haisa bas David. This is kind of revolutionary. She actually was, and David was not her biological father. Her mother was a Yifas Tor who was pregnant. He said before, it's all in the eyes of the beholder. She wasn't his biological child, but she was an adopted child. Okay, the Ri says, this is the part that the Ramban quotes as well. particular, the Ramban precious kisetze. To be Rishami Matino Machokes Amorim Dabrze, the Hachi Sahasam, Rav Amar Lohiti Alabia Rishona. Vani Omer, Rabbi Yochanan says, And that is the way that the Ramban ends up passing it, based on this Yerushalmi. It's kind of an amazing idea. Okay, so the way that the Shitos align are Rashi with the Ramban, Rabbeinu Tam with the Rambam in terms of Bia Rishona. Tanu Rabbanan, im amor yomar ho'eved ahavti es aduni es ishti ves banai. So what's this double lashon of amor yomar? Ad she yomar v'yashana. He has to say it twice. So amar b'tchila sheish lo amar b'sof sheish eno nirtza. Shenemar lo yitzei chavshi ad she amar b'shas etziya. Amar b'sof sheish lo amar b'tchila sheish eno nirtza. Shenemar im amor yomar ha'eved ad she amar b'shu ha'eved. So what does that really mean? What does he have to like make a declaration at the beginning of the 6 years? I plan on becoming an Eved Nirtza and then say it again. It's a little bizarre. So my area, Miloitze Chavshi, typically to be Aina and a half tia sadoni asishti ves banai veleka. Right? There's a bigger problem, as we said before, that a person has to have a Shevcha Knanis, he has to have an Adon. Vesu, another problem. Amar b'sof sheish lomar b'tchila sheish eno nirtza shenemar ho'eved. Atu sef sheish lav eved hu? He's still an eved until the last day of the 6th year. So Amar Rava, this is all questions of girsa issues here, but there's one thing that's very clear. B'tchilas kruta achrona uvesof kruta achrona. So in other words, what has to happen is imamor yomar means that at the very end of the term of service, he expresses his desire, when there still is a pruta's worth left of work to do, of shibud, which, should remember, was very significant for Amma Ivriya. That was the sheet of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, that it's not the ma'os harishonos that are konos, but it's the shibud, it's the chov. So now we're seeing that issue come up with the Eved Ivri, and he has to state it at that point, and then just before he completes his term of service. So what's this idea of Amor Yomar, Tchilas Pruta Achrona, and Sof Pruta Achrona? So I wanted to suggest the following. We're going to see on Chav Beis Amud Beis that there's a deep ambivalence in Halacha about the process of becoming an Eved Nirtza. The first Halacha of Eved Ivri is not an arbitrary one. The Eved Ivri is defined by his Yitziyah. It's an affront to the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and each individual member of Kali Yisrael for there to be what we call a Yad Ba'emtza, for there to be some Adon Ba'emtza. So it can't happen frivolously. Amor Yomar means that this isn't a person just panicked for a moment and said, I can't make it on my own. I have to do the process of Ritzia. No, it has to be Amor Yomar. It has to be his absolute conviction. And even then, as we'll see, we perceive it as a very profound b'dievet. Tanu Rabbanan lo isho vanim, l'rabo ein isho vanim. So he has to develop this kind of relationship with his Adon where they're living lives on parallel tracks. Rabo eno chole, to the different quality of life, eno nirtza shenemar tovlo imach. Imach. Rabo chole, v'hu eno chole, eno nirtza shenemar imach. Parallel tracks. Like a merging of the Adon and the Eved. That's why Misa Sa'adon is Mimela a Yitzia. Boy, Rabbi Bibarabai, Shneim chole in Mai. So let's say they're on parallel tracks, it's just bad tracks. Imach ba'inan va'ika. Good. Maybe the Torah never sanctioned this. If it's not something that we could objectively say is an appropriate course for a person to continue in. He's chola, the other one is chola. We want to get people healthy. We want to get people into better circumstances. Tanu Rabbanan ki tovo imach. Imach v'machal, imach v'mishta, shalotei ato chopas nekia, v'ocho paski v'arata shote yayin yashin v'shote yayin chadash, ato yashin agabe mochin v'yashin agabe tevin. Five pratim, but there's a broader principle. Mikan amru ko akona evidev rika kona adam la'atzmo. Dignity. Not what the Mitzrim did to us. Avodas parach, avodas aved. Tanu Rabbanan, v'yatzame imachu v'anavimo. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, imhu nimkar banav, nosav mi nimkar, and mikan, sherabo chayav mizonos banav. So take care of the family. Kiyotzi b'davar ata omer, imbal isha hu v'yatza ishto imo. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, imhu nimkar ishto mim nimkaro. Of course, what do you mean, v'yatza ishto imo? Where is she leaving? She was never indentured, right? By definition, once a woman is mevia simanim, she's not eligible for amahus. So mikan shirabu chayev mizonos ishto tzricha. You need a separate limud for isha and banim. You don't just say take care of the family unit. The ashrin and banim ishto la banim not miavid umeichal ninhu. Avol ishto debas meichal miavid he ema tavid b'seichel. Let her work for her support. Children, what are they going to do? Especially young ones. It's not natural for a woman to be choseres al apsachim. Aval bana v'dirchayu l'adure, male children, emalo. So maybe they should go and collect from charity. Said tzricha. So tana rabbanan ilu nemar ozno badeles hayisi omer yidkor can I get ozno badeles. Only the door, but parallel to where his ear would be. Delos in Ozno Lo. Ozen Lo? Laksi Avratzadanav is Ozno Bar Mitzvah. Oh, you see Omer. Yirtzena Lo Ozen Mi Avrai. Okay, so I would pierce the Ozen by itself. Vianichana La Delos. Viyidkor Kineged Ozno Bidelos. And then I'd come around the other side of the door, and at that height, I would pierce the doors. Tavadomar Be Ozno Bidelos. Okay, you pierce through the ear until you go into the door. Delas. Delas. Shemani bein akura bein she'ena akura. Delas, what does that mean? Does that mean that it's just a door that's, you know, lying on the ground? Tamalomar mezuzah. Ma mezuzah mu'umad av delas nami mu'umad. So the mezuzah means that it's in the doorpost. And now this becomes significant because Gemara Darshins Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai Yedoresh Samikra Zeh Kimin Chomer. Question as to what Chomer means. So Rashi says it's like a string of pearls, a very beautiful drasha. So Rabbi Natam says that's actually what Chomer means. It's a Kain Maisa. All right. So either way, Manishtana Ozen Mikol Yivarim Shavagof Hamer Kadosh Baruch Hu Ozen Shasham Bakoli Al Har Sinai Bisha Shamarti Ki Li Bnei Yisrael Avadim. So it shall be pierced. Not a good thing. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Hayatarish is a mikra zekimin chomer manishtana delasum zuza. Mikol kelim shavaya semer kadish barachu delasum zuza shayu edim mitzrayim. Besha shapasach di alamashko vel shea mezuza si amarti. Libene so avadim, below avadim lavadim. That's why the door can't be on the ground. It has to be by the mezuzah. It has to be attached to the door post. Because effectively what this person is doing is he's undoing the night of the 15th of Nisan. Hashem doesn't want us to be avadim la'olam. It's one thing when we talk about Shei Shanim. We talk about 50 years. That's unacceptable. So you know, Parperos Lachachma, Tosas quotes, Yesh Medrash de Marzeya, you can add it up, 4290, right, it's 330, another 70, it's 400. Gematria Dalad Meos. The Fushahayu Yisrael Avadim, Arab Meoshano, Golam Akadosh Baruch Hu, V'halachza, Kana Adam Atzmo, the Fikach, that's why we use the Marzeya, because we're reminding this person, right, so it's a triple once you add in this Tosos. It's the Ozen, which is repudiating Maimon Har Sinai. It's the Delis, it's a repudiation of Le'al Tesvav, Ufasachti Aleichem. And it goes even to the Marzeya, it's a repudiation of 400 years. You know, when we would have done anything to go free. And now we have this sort of renunciation of all of that. Okay, so, you know, it's really interesting. Just wanted to make one final Hayara in the Gemara. So, it seems innocuous enough, right? Like, we got onto this because in the Chaval of Amid Beis, so the Gemara asked, well, what about a Kohen and Shivcha Kenainis? What about a Kohen and Eishes Yufas Toar? It's like they seem like reasonably innocuous questions, not necessarily driven one by the other. And that is true enough. But the more that you think about it, the more that you realize that there's a much deeper level to this Gemara, which the Gemara is basically saying there are certain institutions that the Torah permitted, basar tumutos shchutos, velo basar tumutos nevelos, that the Torah itself was not enthralled with. And two paradigmatic examples would be the institution of Eved Nirtza, which bothers us very deeply. Bamartseya, Uvadeles, Bamizuza, the Ozen, everything we just saw, and Eishes Yufas Toar, which cuts against everything that we believe and everything that we want Kiddushas Ishos to reflect. So, in a deeper sense, what the Gemara was asking was, okay, Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara. We have an institution called Eishes Yufas Toar. We have an institution called Eved Nirtza. What are the outer boundaries? What are the parameters of Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzer Hara? Is everybody created equal? Or maybe, you know, the Kohen, what did the Gemara say? Riba bo mitzvos yeseros. Now it makes perfect sense. The Torah had higher standards for the Kohen in general. So the question of the Gemara is really one question. When you have an institution that's fundamentally an institution of Dibra Torah, Keneged Yetzer Hara, you can ask, for whom, to whom was the Torah willing to make such a dramatic concession? Would that even include a Kohen? Kohanim have mitzvot yeseros. They have much higher standards. Okay, so again, the machlokas that we saw in terms of the Bi'ah Rishona, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban, an absolutely classical issue, Bavli Yerushalmi, her status as a Gioris, for the Rambam, Gioris Bal Karcha, is paradoxical. You can't have a Gioris that has been coerced. She actually has to believe these things. The Ramban, Gioris Bal Karcha, Tosvos says, yeah, Gioris Bal Karcha, but not really Gioris Gemur. You can't compare her to an actual Gioris. It would be an insult to a Gioris Tzedek, because the Ger Tzedek, you know, Amei Chami V'lokai Echalokai, it's a V'hav Temes Ager. So there's really some interesting nafgamina of that. What would you say about the following issue? We know that there's an extra mitzvah deraisa, hatorecha kamocha, hafta misager. What would you say the status of the Yufas Toar is vis-a-vis hafta misager? For the Rambam, it's obvious. She has to opt in. For sure, yes. Rabbeinu Tam? I'm not so sure. Lo gior is gemur. Same thing with the Shem Isser of ger lo silchatz lo silchatzena. Ger lo sena lo silchatzena. For the Ramban, probably yes. Even though you get there by a different mechanism. So again, the ma'amad, the status of the Eishes Yufas Toar, is really a critical subject for debate. All right? So we'll pick it up on Monday with the Mishnah. Eitan, this was so cool.